We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you done us wrong.
San Diego, stay classy. California, Orange County and Riverside as well. Welcome to In the Money with Gary Gordon here on Business Talk Radio. Welcome podcast listeners, internet listeners to the Exchange Traded Fund Report. I am your host, Gary Gordon, certified financial planner, money manager, the smart and balanced investment advisor. I do not preach to you about getting rich quick. I will not promise ways for you to triple your money overnight. That's not going to happen. Not here, because I am here to help make investing in the stock and bond markets safer. Here to help make you a smarter and more balanced investor. 888-500-GARY is the number to reach me throughout the week. 888-500-4279. I'd be happy to speak to you. And if you just can't get enough financial guidance or In the Money Radio, you will love our ETF Expert website. ETFExpert.com has all of my latest commentary on the best way to invest in stocks and bonds using exchange-traded funds. And yes, this is the Exchange-Traded Fund Report. Remember, ETFs are index funds that trade like stocks and bonds. They give you the ease of trading that individual stocks would give you, but they also have the diversification that mutual funds would give you, and they do it all at much lower costs. ETFExpert.com. Now, I want to talk about, well, let me talk about a commercial I hate, first of all. I hear it on the radio. I hear it on television, and it says, I want my MPG, and they're playing that song from Dire Straits way back when MTV used to play videos, and now it's about MPG, gas mileage. Well, with the way that Google has been just taking over the stock market, taking over the NASDAQ, I wrote about Google recently at ETF Expert, and I wrote a column about internet ETFs, and I was wondering why so few of them have Google in it. Actually, I know the answer to that, but most people should wonder why Google is not in many of the internet ETFs. So the feature was called I Want My G-O-O-G, ticker symbol for Google. So I asked people what's missing from the following set of companies: Yahoo, eBay, Amazon, E-Trade. And those that answered Google, well, they were right. Google is arguably the most powerful force on the internet, beloved by everyone from Jim Cramer on Mad Money to Bill Miller of Legg Mason Value. And yes, even at today's prices of $5.50 and higher. Yet you can't find Google in some of the most well-known exchange-traded funds. You have Yahoo, eBay, Amazon, and E-Trade in the Merrill Lynch Internet Holders, ticker symbol HHH. But if you wanted that exposure to Google as well, you'd need to first look at First Trust Dow Jones Internet Index, FDN. Now, FDN has Google as its top holding with a 10.6% weighting. And not surprisingly, it has had a much better one-year run than Merrill Lynch's Internet Holders. FDN over 1 year up more than 30%. Triple H only up 18% year over year. Now, before you get all googly-eyed over the prospect of the internet players that we love and use and having a greater exposure to Google, you might want to gander at some of the companies that help build the net. The Merrill Lynch Internet Architecture Holders, ticker symbol IAH, has put together a pretty phenomenal run of its own. We're talking about 45% or more year over year with the names that seem like names of yesteryear: IBM, Cisco, EMC, and of course, Apple is factoring heavily in that success of the Internet Architecture Fund as well, ticker symbol IAH. Moving forward, it is only natural to look at some of the new funds being introduced. Recently, Claymore, one of the fund ETF fund providers, served up a new fund called the Country Rotation Fund, ticker symbol CRO. Now, I remember when Claymore first introduced its Claymore Zax Sector Rotation Fund, ticker symbol XRO. That investment seeks to replicate the performance of the Zax Sector Rotation Index using 100 common stocks or ADRs. And I like that idea from the get-go. The reason being that the philosophy behind sector rotation has had many proponents for decades. And the reputation of Zax as a research entity identifying high-ranking stocks within those sectors also has its appeal. And sure, how can you look the other way when Claymore Zax Sector Rotation Fund XRO gains 22% in 9.5 months, far better than the S&P's 15% in the same time period? But XRO, it does not come without risk. It has not been in existence long, even if the idea of sector rotation has been around for a long time. XRO may be quite risky. It's got a current PE of 25, the market with a much less expensive PE price tag of approximately 17. And when China dropped in late February, XRO, it dropped nearly 11% in just a week when the broader markets domestically only fell about 7%. So XRO has been quite volatile. I'm wondering, with the new introduction of Claymore Zax Country Rotation Fund, if the people at Claymore are just pushing their luck. I mean, CRO, the Country Rotation Fund, there isn't this big philosophical rich history and rigorous study behind country rotation. Right now, it's got the United Kingdom, Australia, Hong Kong, respective weights of 25%, 12%, 10%. Singapore is also represented well with 7.5%. But we're talking about a work in progress. I'm not saying country rotation won't work. I'm just saying it's a work in progress. We really just don't know. So there have been many ideas that have become larger than life. And in a world where international investing is now quite prominent, maybe Claymore Zax Country Rotation Fund will soon find its niche. I just want people to realize that this is just an idea that's put forward without really anything that's going to secure yourself against volatility, particularly when you got 40% in one sector, and that's financials. Finally, I want to take a look at the so-called flight to quality issue. That is, if you look domestically, if you look at large caps in America versus small caps in America, you see that the Dow Jones Industrials Diamonds, it's outranking and outperforming the iShares Russell 2000. DIA is beating up on IWM. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have small cap exposure. It just means that in America, this might be the first year, 2007, the first year of the new century and this decade where the large caps are going to be beaten up on the small caps, or outperforming, shall I say. But if you look overseas, if you check out the international scene, investors haven't been quite as flighty at all. Small is still beautiful. Take a look at WisdomTree's International Small Cap Dividend Fund, DLS. Through June 30th, the first half of the year, 13.6%, beating up on large caps competition of 10.6%. These are the 6-month returns of the International Small Cap Dividend Fund, DLS, over ticker symbol DOL. So people overseas, they're still looking at the small caps. I think that'll change just like America, but it hasn't happened yet. With global interest rates rising, one should expect to see international large caps making their mark. Larger is safer. That alarm has been sounded by everyone, including myself, for quite some time. But hey, overseas, the small fries are still going and going and going. When we come back, some more exchange-traded funds to talk about. This is In the Money with Gary Gordon, 888-500-4279, 888-500-4279. 800-242-4279. We'll be right back.